From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is Earth Date. Gold has been valued by humans for at least 7,000 years. The earliest gold items were found in Bulgaria from the 5th millennium BC. The first mines were likely in the ancient African kingdom of Nubia. Egyptians created great wealth and great art from gold. Gold is valuable because it's so unusual. It's very dense, even denser than lead. It's very durable, yet also very soft. It's the most malleable metal. We can roll it into sheets thin enough to transmit light. And it's an excellent conductor of both heat and electricity. Gold miners noticed two other curious properties. Most gold is found in quartz, and it's often found in earthquake zones. Scientists wondered, could the two be connected? So they set up an experiment to find out. They immersed quartz crystals in a solution of water and gold ions. Then they subjected the tank to 20 Hertz sound waves, simulating an earthquake. The sound pressure triggered the piezoelectric properties of quartz. When subjected to physical stress, it produces an electrical current. The electric charge drew the gold out of the water solution to clump on the quartz. That gold carried the current because it's such an excellent conductor and drew more gold to clump onto it. This may explain why the largest gold nuggets are found on quartz. And if we could attract it to an electric current, it just might be a new way to prospect for gold. I'm Scott Tinker.
Earth Date is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin with the generous support of Kay and Scott Sheffield and the Hildebrand Foundation. To hear hundreds more Earth Date episodes or to support this program, visit earthdate.org.